Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I am being repeatedly asked if, in October, the U.S. government will make it illegal to spend cash. Don't worry, this will not happen then. Instead, here's what's really going on. In October, there will be changes to payment cards such as Visa and MasterCard credit and debit cards, affecting over 1 billion cards and every point-of-sale terminal and automated teller machine. To improve security, cards with a smart chip will replace magnetic stripe payment cards. The smart chip processes each transaction using a unique set of codes instead of the card number. Should a hacker then access a computer with stored payment card data, it would be useless for other transactions. Most of the rest of the world has already switched. America, with the greatest number of payment cards, point-of-sale terminals, and ATMs, is the last to convert. It will cost billions, but be covered by lower identity theft losses. As part of this conversion, merchants need new card processing equipment and software by October, and consumers need the new chipped cards. As mundane as that sounds, there are two other developments not involving this changeover that might make it seem there is a plot to eliminate cash transactions. Cash allows financial privacy, which governments are curbing. For instance, the U.S. crippled the ability of Americans to have foreign bank accounts by subjecting them to the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. Nations like France and Italy are expanding cash transactions reported to those governments. The FBI and Justice Department's Communities Against Terrorism program includes guidelines for businesses to watch for terrorists. Examples of what merchants are supposed to observe are customers who visit a business more than once wearing different clothes, or customers paying with cash. Yes, the use of cash is declining, payphones are obsolete, and many parking meters and vending machines accept payment cards instead of coins. Still, even though things are changing, there is no nefarious plot to prohibit the use of cash in October. Come back Friday for more on this subject. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.